Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
There is a mindset today which paralyzes our good intentions and causes our heads to turn away from that which is unpleasant. It's the mentality that the needs of the world are so great, and your personal ability to make a difference is so tiny and inconsequential, that what you do can't really change anything and doesn't count. So the end result is we turn away and do nothing. Now, nothing doesn't change the darkness, or even make the slightest difference in anyone's life. The fact is, all the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the least amount of light. Okay, you can't do everything, but you can do something, and the something that you can do will make a difference to someone in the world. Two boys were walking on a beach after a high tide had carried thousands of starfish up onto the beach, where they were gradually dying. One of the boys, seeing the dying fish, began flinging them back into the water. "Hey," said the other, "what you're doing can't really make a difference. There's so many." And the boy said, "It makes a difference to the ones I save." That's true of you too, friend. You've heard me talk about the fact God has given you resources, talents, and time which can be used or squandered. If Jesus Christ is your Lord, He also wants to be Lord of these three commodities which He has entrusted to you to use for Him, not just indulge upon yourself. First, take inventory. What are you actually giving or doing for anyone besides yourself? Not much, right? Okay, how about taking a tiny first step by making a commitment of what you presently have, not what you hope to have in the future? What you give isn't as meaningful as what you keep for yourself. So you can't write a large check. Okay, then what can you do? Are you willing to do that? Next, take inventory of needs that you see around you. Do you know anyone living in a retirement facility, alone without a family? Then do you even know where such a place exists? Possibly it's the one you drive by, noticing the old people in wheelchairs in the sun, or the old man with a walker who slowly shuffles down the sidewalk. Check out your skills and talents, too. One of the greatest untapped sources of experience and knowledge today is the vast number of people who are retired who spend their time playing golf or bingo or moaning over their stock losses or cursing the darkness of the world out there instead of volunteering to make a difference somewhere. Teach immigrants the language. Mentor someone who would like to benefit from your experience in the corporate world. Ask your pastor who in the church needs financial assistance or what young single mother could use an occasional afternoon of babysitting. Volunteer for the baby step, the tiny contribution, the phone call or email or even a cheerful word. One of the unsung heroes of our day is a mother of three who has made a tremendous difference in war-torn Bosnia. When Jane Wiebe was asked to deliver a meal to Bosnian refugees near her home who were recovering from wounds received in the war, she little realized how their pathetic eyes would speak volumes to her heart. And seeing the need, she responded doing what she could. Jesus commended a woman who anointed his feet with perfume and said, "She did what she could." When you do that, it's more than enough.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.